Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogg says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue.
Host of the Hogue and Johns podcast.
What I like about this coaching staff, it's like the 100 guys in a bar theory. When 100 guys in the bar are all screaming the same thing, that usually means that they're onto something, even if it's 100 guys in a bar. Like, that's what I think about this with Colson Loveland. And so snap counts go up. Johnsy, it is that time for another high draft pick, Luther Burden.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogg, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Adam Hogue every Friday, and we do so thanks to Circa Sports Illinois. He joins us on the hotline. Download the Circa app today. He also is with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago 670 The Score. Adam Hogue with CHGO's Bears coverage and the Hogue and Johns podcast. And Adam, I'm going to pick up where we left off in our last hour. You heard Ben Johnson say the same thing. This is a different team to him than they were from week one 10 weeks ago when they lost to the Minnesota Vikings here at home. How much into account do you take that declaration?
Well, I think it matters a lot. You're talking about a team that has a different left tackle, a running game that didn't exist back in week one, a quarterback that's maturing and developing. Colson Loveland was pretty much a non-factor week one. Luther Burden, pretty much a non-factor. So these guys have come on. Kyle Manungai as well. So you got a lot of evidence that offensively you're a lot better than you were when the season started. Now, I think they just got to find consistency on that side of the ball is really the next step, and what they're still sort of going through and struggling with right now. But, I think on the offensive line as a whole, they've come together as well. And that's a big part of the running game taking off the way it has. So that's great to be able to say, but you need to go out there on Sunday and execute all that. If you do execute that, you probably win the football game. Defensively, I feel like they're not a ton different. There's some things that are a little different. They're probably a little bit better stopping the run than they have been. This unit has pretty much been what it's been all season, dealing with injuries, grinding through injuries, well-coached unit that's given up a lot of yards, but taking the ball away in key moments. Of course, the big difference would be the addition of CJ Gardner-Johnson. We'll see how much of a factor that continues to be. Certainly, the early returns are very positive.
That's interesting that we talk about
Gardner Johnson. We had Jared Payton on the show yesterday. He said he'd give him the defensive MVP, even though it's only been a couple of games. I mean, how can you put into words what he has meant to this defense, and not just the last 2 weeks, but maybe kind of a steadying of what they are without several key guys still missing?
Well, I think you saw in Baltimore defense that just really they had patched it together and kind of survived without Kyler Gordon early in the season. Then they got him back, and I think you saw what they're kind of supposed to be. And then he gets hurt again, and then all of a sudden they look lost. And so I think that C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been more than a Band-Aid, which is kind of what you were dealing with early on in the season. To the point that he can be, I think the conversation becomes, and it's not really relevant this weekend because obviously Kyler Gordon's not back, but in what ways does Dennis Allen use him when Kyler Gordon does return? Because I think they both need to be on the field, and I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson has the potential to, you know, you look over to that Vikings defense, you see a guy like Josh Metellus who kind of plays all over. He'll be your slot corner. He'll be your linebacker. He'll drop back as a strong safety. He can play the deep middle, although he doesn't do it a ton and is sometimes vulnerable there. But, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's been a safety. He's been an outside corner too. I think he can kind of slide inside, and if you want to go into more dime packages once Kyler Gordon comes back and T.J. Edwards is still dealing with you know, the hamstring, maybe you take Edwards off the field a little bit just to dispel him and go with one linebacker. But really, C.J. Gardner-Johnson sort of playing that hybrid linebacker role for you. I think there's a number of different things you can do with this guy that's very exciting. And Dennis Allen, who has the history with him, is going to know exactly how to use him. And so I can't wait till we get to that point. Hopefully we do get to that point in a couple weeks with Kyler Gordon returning. But right now, we kind of know what his role is in the slot. I think there's some moments where he can still be a little bit better, but having that weapon that Dennis Allen has to be able to blitz him and use him as an extra pass rusher has been very effective.
This segment on The Score with Adam Hoge is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Adam, I think the Vikings are a vulnerable team right now. I think the Bears are getting them at a good time. But what is your overall assessment of the Minnesota Vikings and where they might end up this season based on what you've seen? Because I can't call it on the Vikings. One week I'm like, they might suck, and then they might be good. They beat the Lions on the road. What's your call on this Minnesota team?
Well, I think it comes down to J.J. McCarthy's development. It's been frustrating, I think, at times so far for them. They, whether it's just him being injured and not being able to play, or when he is playing, you know, missing a wide open Justin Jefferson on the right sideline, you know, having an opportunity to scramble for a first down last week and instead throwing a jump ball in the double coverage that gets picked off by Malachi Starks. You know, there's just been, you see these glimpses of the first round talent and the playmaking ability, whether it's with his legs or completing some clutch throws. Certainly he showed the Bears that in week one, that he can be clutch. And this is a guy that has won at every level that he's ever played, like in multiple sports. He's just one of these guys that wins games. But right now I think he's going through, you know, swimming in the deep end of the NFL at this point. And, you know, I really think it's, the Vikings are going to go as he goes, because defensively, I like how they're playing the last couple weeks. Now, if they don't have Jonathan Greenard Sunday, that'll change things. But defensively, you know they're good. They're going to give you a chance. He has the weapons at his disposal. The one thing outside of J.J. McCarthy, though, that I think continues to be a problem for them is consistently running the football. I think I talked to you guys about this way back in week one. You know, it's a little bit of a misnomer under Kevin O'Connell. They really haven't been a great running team under KOC, and he hasn't really committed to the run as much as he probably says how important it is. So I think that that's something they're always trying to work out, and that's kind of holding this offense back too right now, because when you look at how much running the football and using play action has helped Caleb Williams, they're kind of missing that right now with J.J. McCarthy, and that would be something that would make his life a lot easier at this point. But, you know, I think there's opportunities in this game for J.J. McCarthy to play well and maybe pick on a shorthanded Bears defense. But if Dennis Allen can kind of call the game of his life and push the buttons at the right time where he brings pressure and kind of sit back and maybe force some mistakes or allow those mistakes to come their way, this is a team that's -7 in the takeaway margin where the Bears are +14. Now, sometimes that evens out. You hope it doesn't this week because on paper, that should be an advantage for the Bears on Sunday.
We're talking to Adam Hogue. He is with CHGO. He's also hosting the Hogue and Johns podcast. Our segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Adam, I think the Vikings might be trying to pull a banana in the tailpipe trick on all of us. Because I see here that Aaron Jones is listed with shoulder and toe as limited for the last two practices. Yeah. But I know who Aaron Jones is. He's noted Bears wrecker. I can't stand it when Aaron Jones is potentially around in any game because I know that he will find a way to either, even if it's a limited amount of yards in a game, like it was on that Monday night game, he only had 23 yards, but he will find a way to be a difference maker, whether it's move the chains or something. He's going to find a way to make a difference against the Bears. How much do you take his presence into account?
Well, a lot because of that. Yeah, he's like the...
he loves like playing the Bears.
It's like the Nick Punto against the White Sox back in the day.
Oh, just, man, a Punto
Josh
reference.
Naylor recently.
The old Minnesota Twinsy, right?
Right. Punto. I tried to go Minnesota.
But
I tried
you could,
to go
you
Minnesota.
Could,
I get it.
Hell,
I
you
get
could
it.
Go with a bunch of guys from
I
any
just
version
of, like,
of the...
noted Bears, for, like, noted White Sox frustration, so I went with Naylor, even though he's Cleveland.
Yeah, no, and there's a Naylor on this Vikings team too that comes up with clutch catches every single week too. You got to be aware
enough.
Of number one.
You know, you know
it's not
who,
just George.
By the way, you guys know who was a pain with the Minnesota Twins back in the day too? Ron Coomer. Ron Coomer was kind of a thorn in the side of the White Sox at times too.
Oh my goodness! We're even going after Coom for his Minnesota.
Sorry,
ties
Coom. It's because he was an All-Star.
But I do think that though, and as I recall in that game in Week One, Adam, Aaron Jones had the right runs at the right time. Even though he only ended up with 23 in that one.
Yeah, no, and it is, and I think that goes back to what I was just talking about too, and that the Vikings aren't always a very efficient running team, and so to allow Aaron Jones to do that, whether he, you know, when it was back when he was with the Packers or now with the Vikings, it gets frustrating. So, you know, it's easier said than done, but stopping the run in this football game will be huge for both teams. And I think the team that's able to do it will obviously be putting more pressure on the quarterback to perform. But I really think that's like Caleb Williams right now is ahead of where J.J. McCarthy is because of the playing time, but also because of the development. I mean, I think Ben Johnson deserves a lot of credit, but right now I trust Caleb more than I trust J.J. So the more you can take that running game away, it's going to hamstring the passing game because I don't know how you couldn't be scared of these weapons the Vikings have. You have to be. I mean, it's very much on the table that Jefferson goes off for like 120, 130 in this game with the injuries that the Bears have and continue to have in their secondary. But I think you can get away with that. You can survive with that if you stop the run and you force the takeaways and you know, in big key moments, because this team is showing you the Vikings have 11 interceptions this year, whether it was Carson Wentz or J.J. McCarthy, they will throw you the ball. And so, you know, if you're Nashawn Wright, you can't drop it or have it punched out, because it wasn't really a clean drop. It was punched out by Gunnar Olszewski last week. But those opportunities, when they come, you cannot let it go through your hands.
Adam Hogue, the host of CHGO Bears and the Hogue and Johns podcast, joining us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. This segment with Adam brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons. I'm really interested in some of the stuff Ben Johnson said earlier this week about being better himself as far as play calling and getting into a rhythm. And I think we were all a little surprised that they didn't run the ball more than they did last week to start the game against a team that has not been good against the run in the New York Giants. Do you feel like part of his lesson learned going into this week is to lean on that running game maybe a little bit more early?
Yeah, maybe on certain downs. Like, I didn't have a huge problem with the game plan. I think, you know, for the most part, it was effective. They just they were stalling out a little bit too much. And so maybe there was a play here, you know, on second down or whatever, where maybe if you had gone with a run. We also don't always know what's being checked out of. Like, a lot of times you're going to have two plays at the line of scrimmage. It's dictated on the coverage. So there's always that. When I hear a play caller kind of question some of his own calls, it's usually a result of not getting the coverage that you. It's one of two things. Like, one, yeah, maybe we should have run the ball there. That might have been smarter instead of passing. Or if you are in a pass, you know, we heard Ben Johnson talk about last couple, you know, I think it was 2 weeks ago, hunting a certain coverage and not always getting it. And so, you know, you're really leaning on your film study and your coaches and tendencies. But at the end of the day, there is a little bit of a guessing game to it, right? And so you can call something thinking you're going to get one coverage and then realize a lot of times it happens pre-snap. Uh-oh, this might not work, but you can't, you know, you only got three timeouts, so you can't burn them all throughout the course of a game. And so you just got to kind of ride with it and see what happens. And that's where, as Ben's talked about, Caleb can make you right with his playmaking ability. You can be in the wrong play. You could get the wrong coverage, and Caleb Williams might run around and do something, you know, incredibly special to make you right. And I think those are the best head coach, play caller, quarterback combinations where you have that, you know, sort of both happening, the play caller making the quarterback right, and then the quarterback making the play caller right sometimes. Because on any given play, you're just not batting 1,000 throughout a course of a game. Every play, there's an offensive play call, there's a defensive play called, and someone's going to be right and wrong. So you're really just hoping to be right the majority of the time and come out on top.
Adam, what did you think of Caleb Williams talking about how, you know, in the name of staying in the pocket a tick longer, which can be a tough trick because he's focused so much on getting out of there to avoid the sacks, which he's been good at. He also uttered that he's been going through his progressions too quickly, and that part is the next part to his development. He admits that. Ben Johnson admits that. How close do you think he is, considering the progress that he's made this year, to conquering that as well? And what did you think in general of him saying that he's getting through his progressions too quickly?
Well, first of all, I love that he said it, because I don't like claim to be some quarterback film expert, but I was watching some of the I always watch it very closely on Mondays, and I try to chart every throw. And there were a couple plays, one in particular I can think of, where he got to the second read over the middle too fast. And I'm forgetting which receiver it was, whether it was DJ Moore or Roman Dunze, wasn't quite out of his break yet. And it was too quick to even like throw with anticipation. Like, that's how fast it was. And then, so now he's a three, and I think maybe went to the check down when it was all said and done, if I'm remembering right. But so I thought I was seeing that. So to hear him admit it, I like that, because it's, you know, not just confirming what I thought, but because it's him being aware of that. Now, that I think is a result of, and it might even be like a 1 week thing where you just know you're facing this Giants front, and it might be the best one they see all season. And those guys were getting after him. So that's going to speed you up. And so trying to play on time, sometimes you're too late, sometimes you're too early, and it's all about the footwork and the timing of these routes and the rhythm and the hitches that you're in as a quarterback. And if you speed that up, it can actually cost you. The other part of it too is, you know, I think not every pocket's going to be perfect. So sometimes you are going to have to throw from a muddy pocket. And I think specifically, if we go back to that first drive, the fourth down incompletion to DJ Moore that he ripped down in the end zone. If you look at that play, that is probably an easy touchdown if he hits DJ Moore over the middle originally before he scrambles. I understand why he scrambled, because he felt the pressure from the left. But instead of just bailing from the pocket, if he takes one, like even half step forward up into the pocket and delivers that throw, it's probably an easy touchdown. And instead, the Bears came away with 0 points. So it's that balance that Caleb was talking about in his press conference of knowing, yes, I can bail, I can make plays with my legs, like sometimes can even complete passes, but if you can stay on schedule and learn to kind of trust that pocket that you're in, he's obviously got the instincts, guys, to feel pressure. A lot of times we see him and it's like, how the hell did he know that guy was there? And how did he spin and do that? So the next step is, and it's not easy, but understanding the difference between, oh, I got to go, I'm feeling those instincts, versus I have a half second more, can step up and still deliver this throw before I bail.
Adam Hogue, we always enjoy hearing what you have to say. You can check out his work on the Hogue and Johns podcast and CHGO. Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks guys. Adam. Have a great day.
That's Adam Hogue. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. So what if it does come down to a fourth quarter again for the Bears? What if it does come down to the last 5 minutes of the game? Well, that topic has been discussed amongst the media. We'll hear what Caleb Williams had to say about it, and then Ben Johnson as well. So we'll do that next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, we know that, you know, it's a tough game. There's, you know, elite teams in this league, and we got to go out there and earn it each and every week. But our goal is, you know, perfection within ourselves, regardless of what happens out there. So up to this point, we haven't had a perfect game, haven't had a game where we really were, you know, firing on all cylinders. Right now, we're getting ourselves some wins, but we want to get to that point where we're blowing people out.
That is Roma Dunze talking about what the Bears want to do. It would be nice if you didn't have to stress yourselves out to try to come back at the end of the game, but the good news for the Bears is that they've been able to do it successfully. Now 4-1 in one score games for the season. Pretty impressive stuff when you consider what they're putting together. Bears getting ready for the Vikings. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and those Vikings are looking to get to 500. They're 4-5 playing the Bears, who they already beat once in this season. And that was something that was echoed after the game, I think, and again during the week, Mark Grody, you, of course, report on the Bears for the Score. So how much were they talking about that concept of not trying to get into these messes where they got to get themselves out of this jam, even though they've had winning results?
Yeah, and I think that it most of the conversations, quite frankly, were focused on the starting quarterback, Caleb Williams, because he is the leader in that capacity. And I thought that there's a soundbite where Caleb Williams is, we're asking him about, what about the other three quarters?
And he's, what about
thanks? What about the?
But it wasn't even the other three quarters. It was like, you are unbelievably phenomenal in the last 5 minutes.
Well, let's hear
what
it.
What about the other 55 minutes?
Your numbers, your production in the last 5 minutes of games is among the best in the league. Mm. The other 55 minutes is not where you want it to be. I mean, respectfully, just to try to understand better, why can't you do that all the time? Why can't you play like the last 5 minutes of the whole game? What can you take from that and extrapolate to the entirety of the game?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's something that, you know, we want to get down, and I think it's I think it's not only, you know, just from my side of it, it's just everybody, you know, understanding, you know, the what we can be on offense, and you know, we can score fast, we can, you know, march down and score in 13 play drives and things like that, and just being able to do that and be efficient instead of having, you know, some three and outs or anything like that. We got some special talent on our side of the ball, on offense. And, you know, I think there's times where, we can just be better overall. And then, you know, towards the end of the game, it's time to go in the game. And, you know, you just kind of get into, that mode. And like I've said before, you know, defenses have kind of shown you throughout the whole game of, you know, what they've, you know, kind of game plan for you. And so you get into a rhythm, you get into a flow towards the end of the game, and the mindset changes, I would say, just in the sense of we have no other option at that point other than, you know, try and score and fight and fight and fight. And I think that's what we do and what we've done. And we do want to showcase, and I want to showcase throughout the whole game, that we can play, you know, all 60 minutes, and we can put up points, and defense can hold, you know, their offense, and, you know, we can – you know, we kind of start, you know, kind of steamrolling. But until that happens, we're going to keep winning games, you know, whichever way we need.
Hear me out. Mm-hmm. What if you just choose that option when you have the options?
Heard. What? The part that I found most interesting, what I was going to say before Robbie expertly played the audio, which was good work back there, guys. Where he says, where, and this is what I was going to paraphrase, and now I don't have to, but at the beginning, you hear Caleb saying, not only from just my side of it, and then he, I think he caught himself, and I didn't have a problem with it, but he's trying to say, it ain't just me. You know what I mean? Like, it's the whole team, and he's right. He's right. Like, I'm not here to criticize Caleb for that. I thought, like, that's what I heard. And of course there are things that Caleb has to clean up in the first three quarters of the game or in the first two quarters of the game. But I do think that was his way, and I agree with him. It's the whole team that seems to go into that fight or flight mode that he sort, which I think is kind of cool to discuss, because don't we all go into fight or flight when we're in desperate situations? Don't we all do what we have to do when it's winning time or whatever it is in life that you are trying to tackle? We all do what we got to do when it comes down to it, and we tend to leave some of the stress behind at that point.
We have some breaking news. This is unlikely. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Adam Schefter. I'm surprised.
Oh boy.
Talk to me.
The Bears have activated the 21-day practice window for Jalen Johnson. What was all this one in a million talk?
How we doing, everybody? It's the 10th game of the season. The Bears are going to be 7-3. Jalen Johnson, I can tell you guys. Jalen Johnson has been out at Hallis Hall this week in the weight room. Ben Johnson told us, the assembled media at the hall, that he spoke with him and that he feels like he's in a pretty good place. Does he get opened up? I don't know. But man, This is like...
It's a practice window.
It's Schwarber all over again.
Do you know what it sets up?
But I'm just surprised because, you know, sometimes you can post a video and feel real good.
He's a stud!
You can say you're good, you're okay to like play again, and then the next thing you know, you've re-aggravated something or you unfortunately injured something else because you're compensating for something else because that's what bodies do. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting here in November talking about how Jalen Johnson hadn't played yet.
Well, what I'm talking about is this. I can count. 21-day window, you know how that goes. If you don't get activated in the 21 days, you're done for the season.
And the Bears have taken, they will use those days before they evaluate a player.
But what I want to point out is, do you know what game is coming up as that 21-day window ends? That would be the first game against a team they haven't seen yet, but they're going to see twice. That would be the Green Bay Packers.
How we doing, everybody?
I mean, is this petty?
Damn, who's out there? I'm looking forward to whooping their ass either way.
That's right.
Is this is that lineup of timing? Is that petty? Is that a little bit like, oh my God, want to line this up for Green Bay?
I don't think it's petty.
We got
but
you.
Green Bay, you got Tyreek Stevenson, you have Jalen Johnson, you have Kyler Gordon.
Look out, TJ Edwards,
dare I say.
Do you really think Kyler Gordon's going to be available? Because they're like, well, we hope it's the shorter IR. And now they're like, sometime before the end of the year. And I'm like, wait a second.
They did say, okay, that's another thing that Ben, if y'all missed it at the beginning of this week, I don't know why I just went Porth, but I did. Y'all might have missed
y'all
it.
Y'all missed this.
See, Ryan, you're having an effect on me. You really are. Earlier this week, he said it still looks like the shorter end of it for Kyler Gordon. This band is coming together, kids.
I just really like put him out of my mind.
Jalen, you talking about?
Yes.
I did too. I just went with I'm going to go on with this season assuming that he's not going to be back. And here we are. Jalen Johnson, the 21-day window has opened. Wow. Wow.
And when it closes, again, the next team on the schedule is the Green Bay Packers. Also, a reminder that Kyler Gordon, the aforementioned, is eligible to return week 12 against the Steelers. So you are looking at a situation where these two teams could be playing, and it could be before that. It could be like 2 weeks of him getting ready, ramping up, and he could be ready for the Black Friday game too.
Do you know in 21 days, do you know what month we'll be in? That'll be December. Ben Johnson says we're going to play our best football in December. There you go.
I thought he was talking about the offense, though.
It's going to be everything. Everything.
Everything. It's all going
to
be great.
So, you know, you can't get excited about it for this week, but it's something to look forward to. That's a timeline. Regardless of how you want to figure that out, that is an established timeline. The NFL gives you those options, and the Bears have exercised it.
I have a question. If Jalen Johnson comes back, how does the expectations change for the Bears this year?
Well, I think, number one, again, I don't know why I'm picking on the defensive line here, but we know how Jalen Johnson will affect what happens. You should get more coverage sacks because your secondary is going to lock people down in a better way. So I'm hoping that, you know how I feel about the secondary and the pass rush being married together, that means that the Bears, you're going to be more confident in getting stops in games because hopefully, you know, you can move three and out a little bit quicker. And then number two, it helps your pass rush.
I'm just shocked that Jalen Johnson could be back that soon. I mean, that he will ultimately be back that soon or he won't be playing. Like, that's what this means. And I did not see this coming in any which way.
If he comes back and he's healthy, like actually healthy, is he still the Bears' best player? By that time.
Well, it depends if Gardner Johnson continues on the trek that, like, he's the best defensive player right now, Gardner, over the last two weeks.
Player.
Yeah. Yeah. You're asking, is Jalen Johnson going to be? Yeah, probably.
Healthy Jalen Johnson.
Healthy Jalen. Here's what I think of, though. Like, back to the point of the Bears being at their peak in December defensively. I mean, I am thinking about Kyler Gordon being back. I am thinking about TJ Edwards being back. And I just asked Dennis Allen yesterday, I was asking him about not having all your players. And I know, like, of course the answer is going to be we can't make excuses. This is the NFL. Nobody's going to feel bad for you. But if he has all those pieces back, which is extremely plausible, it's kind of on. You know what I mean? Like, it's because he can't do what he wants to do right now in full, Dennis Allen.
No, he's got one hand tied behind his back.
He does. And the Bears defense has been average to below average this year. But we know that the talent is there, and we know that there's a very talented man running this defense. Ooh,
Jolt. Let's take you through the schedule. So Vikings Sunday, obviously not playing. Steelers, 11-23. Eagles, 11-28. Packers again, 49ers, and the Lions. Ooh, that is a bear of a schedule.
Bear.
It is. It is. But Bears. Again, if this guy's going to play in both of those Packers games, if he is healthy, first of all, if he's healthy, he is the best player on the Bears defense.
Jalen. Jalen. Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson.
A47's like, we're running silver dollar coverage in December. No linemen, all DBs.
Well, hell yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's not
secondary,
too far off.
You know what? You can blitz better than other units. Go get out
here
there.
Here comes Brisker.
Yeah. Jaquan's like, is this my time to shine at defensive tackle? Let's
here
go.
Here comes Kevin Byard.
The idea that Caleb Williams, if he has a good game on Sunday, and this offense could be peaking at the right time, because they've certainly shown progress over the last, even since the bye, right? The idea that that's happening at the same time that the defense gets healthy, and you're just finding ways to steal games. If they win this game and they're 7-3, and they now know that these guys are on the brink of coming back, that changes the conversation of what this team is capable of.
Yep.
First, you got to win the game on Sunday, which Mark's way more down the road on that than I am. But if they win the game and are 7-3, going up against a Steelers team that's been very, then I think they have a chance to win the division, but they got to win the game on Sunday. So they got to win the game on Sunday.
If you missed it, Adam Schefter just reporting that Jalen Johnson's practice window has been opened. And I think this is ahead of schedule.
Wow.
When you consider the fact that they said this is going to be potentially, that he might be available before the end of the year, this is much earlier than that. My biggest concern, though, is also, for the love of everything, you rushed it the last time. Please, please, please don't rush it again.
I agree with that, of course.
That's the most rough part of this to me is please don't repeat the history that got you into this mess to begin with.
Well, and I don't think Jalen Johnson would allow for it, because a part of that was Jalen Johnson like pushing the issue. I remember speaking to him about it, and he's like, he does talk about just having gotten paid. You know what I mean? Like, and he mentioned, like, I'm sure the Bears are disappointed that they just paid me and here I am injured. So I think he'll take it more seriously and watch out for his body as well. But the fact that the window is open, woo! I'm so excited. I wish I could cuss.
It is a big deal, Hawk. And we'll go check on him, too. You're listening
Let's go check out Robbie. Hold on.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Coming up next, it's halftime.
Well, listen, I had one halftime, but there's something else that's been kind of eating at me. It's been eating at me, and eat being the key word.
I love when you talk about eating.
I love restaurants. But sometimes I wonder, are we doing too much? There are two restaurants which you have both eaten at that are now becoming one. I want to know your thoughts on it. You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
I have no
idea. Is it Rainforest Cafe with one of those steakhouses that cuts off your tie?
It is not. But these are two restaurants that everybody knows. It's a whole thing. We're going to put in the blender in halftime next on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Let's give you the most important news of the day first. If you missed it, Jalen Johnson's practice window is now open. Is it earlier than you thought? Because for me, it certainly was. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. So we just talked about that. Adam Hogue joined us at 11, Adam with CHGO. And then we asked the question, how much do you listen to Ben Johnson? How much do you consider it for yourself? When the head coach says, we're a different team than we were in week one, it's now week 11 in the NFL. How different do you think the Bears are? We discussed that on this Football Friday as well.
It's halftime.
Okay, guys.
And Mark Grody has gotten his Bear deodorant.
Yeah, let's start with that.
It's bear gloves. If you missed it earlier, I don't know if other men or women go through this. Like, I felt like I did everything right today. People, correct. And I forgot to put deodorant on, which is a terrifying feeling. I'm like, uh-oh. Like,
we've all missed a step, guys.
Yeah, I missed
step. It's in the tournament of anxiety, you know, that I like to talk about. Did I leave the curling iron on?
Yes.
Did I bring my coffee to work? Did I leave it on the counter?
Mm-hmm. There's no...
Brother, this guy stinks!
Right. There's no worse feeling than thinking, at any point in time today, I might start to smell. So, Ray... I was like, oh, God, I got to get somebody to get me deodorant.
It's not like we're sitting outside 95-degree weather or something.
That's true, but, you know, I want to be fresh down there. So,
Down
where?
I mean, up there.
Under the arms.
This is under the arms.
Under the arms. That's what I mean.
Down there.
Is that
under
the under? Is that the under?
Okay.
Under the arms. So,
well, that might explain why you forgot it.
So I asked Ray. I was like, I can't just ask somebody to get me deodorant. So I'm like, I'm buying breakfast for everybody today. So Ray has brought me Old Spice Bear Glove, which, by the way, I have used before. Thank you, Ray.
Were you attracted to it because it said bear?
Of course.
Bear.
And oh, my God.
And it smells good, too. As you would expect something called Bear Glove to smell good.
No, I don't know what a Bear Glove smells like.
It smells like a fresh bear. Smells like a fresh bear.
Fresh bears, I think, are stinky.
I don't know what fresh bears smell like.
Well,
so
bear.
There's that.
Marshall, what do you got for us?
Okay. You ever drive bear. By and see, like... the combo restaurants.
Oh, you mean like the Kentucky Hut?
Yes.
I love a good Kentucky Hut.
PepsiCo, the owners of Pepsi, also own several restaurants, including Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut.
Kentucky Hut.
And you may have seen a Kentucky Hut near where you live, because you can go in there and you can order anything off of all three of those menus in one fell swoop.
Do I want fried chicken on my pizza with my Crunchwrap Supreme? Maybe. Will I be out for the rest of the day because I ordered so much food? Yes.
You might need some bear glove.
So Dine Brands is a corporate parent of several chains, and they will be opening a new combination. Mm-hmm. I want to get your thoughts about this. Applebee's, a.k.a. Eatin' Good in the Neighborhood, and the IHOP are combining into one restaurant in over 300 locations in the United States of America.
Can we combine some of them? Like, there's an IHOP in Wrigleyville that I think could be a great Applebee's at times.
But how do we feel about being able to order off one menu and getting all the IHOP stuff and the Applebee's stuff?
Sounds like a supply chain progress.
So hold on a second. Example. Again, boomer here. So
you're not a boomer.
Oh, that's right. I'm not a boomer.
You guys called me on the show.
I play one on the show.
You called yourself.
I am happy to play the old guy on the show. Now listen. You sit down and you have, it's a sit down place, right?
Yes. Okay. Just like the Applebee's or the IHOP would be.
Is it one menu with both IHOP and Applebee's items on it? Okay. I just needed a clear picture of what was going on exactly. Do you need some bear glove here? Do you want some bear glove, Layla?
Do you want to smell it? Smell it, Layla.
Do you want to smell the bear glove? Go ahead.
Let us know. Let me know. While she's doing that.
Do I smell all right, by the way?
I can't tell you.
How do you like it? You like it?
Good.
Yeah.
It smells like deodorant.
Okay.
Well, that's the point.
How dare you denigrate bear glove? It's just anything.
Dime Brands' joint IHOP Applebee's concept has been in the works for some time. The company first tested in non-U.S. markets, having opened 13 internationally to date, including 3 in the third quarter. Those dual brand restaurants have, quote, performed well and bring in, quote, on average, approximately 1.5 times to 2 times the revenue of a single branded restaurant. So from a business model sense, it makes sense.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, if it's all the same supplier, which it typically is, and that's a whole other ball of wax. But if that's the case, then combine them then.
Well,
as long as people's jobs don't get hurt.
Well, the best part about this is, as you know, IHOP is a 24/7 restaurant.
Oh, yeah. That's why I mentioned the one up in North Halstead.
So you can get your Applebee's now 24/7 at these select locations. My question is, what other two restaurants do you want to see combined?
I love
Rainforest
that.
Cafe with something.
Gone, though, right? That's not existing
But don't
anymore.
Worry about that. Just this is a restaurant in your mind.
Okay.
For me, it's got to be like two dangerous themed restaurants.
Wow.
I got to think of the other one. It's like something wacky with something wacky. Like Rainforest Cafe and Hard Rock. I just picked them because they're next to each other physically.
Like
how does that go?
That's interesting.
Does that become like some sort of like Sloth Bear playing a guitar?
Oh, Sloth Bear.
I've got one.
Oh, you do.
Are you ready?
I'm struggling on this one, but go ahead.
I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love when you're ridiculous.
So what if we take Benihana? Okay.
I literally wrote that down.
Robbie.
And we combine Benihana with Waffle House and say, let's go.
Wait.
The grills are already there. You can cook everything right there on the grill, all the breakfast stuff. And we're just out here playing loose and fast with look at Mark's face.
The contrast in the
I don't want my pancakes.
Benihana's like a special occasion, and Waffle House is the exact opposite.
Right.
Yes.
The emotional conflict here.
I don't want my pancakes starting on fire. You know what I'm saying?
Could somebody flip me a waffle like they do with the shrimp?
Yeah, they're going to crack an egg over the...
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff you see on the grill at the Waffle House, but now it's open in front of you.
I don't want somebody slapping fried rice on my sausage and bacon.
What do you mean? That's not delicious to you?
No.
A lot of people have good ideas here. Like 217 says Portillo's and Giordano's.
Ooh.
312 says White Palace Grill and Harold's Chicken.
I like that.
312, you nailed it. Rainforest Cafe and Ed DeBevick's. It's got to be
the customer service
restaurants
alone.
And just mash them together.
Oh, man, you know what you got to do then? You got to do Ed DeBevick's and the Wiener Circle.
Ooh, I don't know if we can handle that.
Well, the Wiener Circle would win in this face-off.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
That would ultimately turn into a war.
Win the Wiener,
and obviously
yes.
Team Wiener Circle.
Well, it's not necessarily a war. It's like, where do you want to go to get insulted? What's your level of insults can you take?
Can I tell you about...
Because the Wiener Circle is going to come at you a little bit crazier, for sure.
The girl I used to date...
said Hooters and Chuck E. Cheese.
A girl I used to date, we were here for an event. Like, just, we were no longer dating. And she took me to Ed DeBevick's, and I was like, what is this? I can't do this. I can't.
You didn't like the DeBevick's? The treatment you're talking
about? I was just like, I just want to eat. Like,
isn't that a Dick's Last Resort thing, too?
Yeah.
Didn't they do that there?
Yeah. Yeah,
I haven't been back to Ed's.
I've been to both. Ed's, I actually went in the last 5 years. Levy and I went. There's one that's I think it's still there.
You and Levy need a buddy cop show.
Well,
I'm certain of this.
Oh, you should see our adventures. We have adventures, and they're usually based on eating, as they should be. And yeah, well, no, we went to the Ed DeBevick's on Ohio in Streeterville. I think it's still there. It's relatively new, like last 7 or 8 years or so. And we were not getting the proper insulting,
and you were mad,
and we were mad about it. We're like, bring it on. So I think they may have gone a little politically correct at Ed DeBevick's. because, you know, it's a sensitive world. Understandably.
What's the food? It's like diner style, right?
Yeah, it's diner style, but it's very expensive, too, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like, we walked out of there, we're like, $72 bill? What did we eat? We're like, what did we get here? But,
oh,
yeah.
Outback Steakhouse is a good mixer, too. What do you combine Outback Steakhouse with? And then they just have to speak an Australian accent.
Yeah, what's another imitation, different country food that we abuse here in America?
Cracker Garden? Barrel!
Cracker Barrel, that's it!
Oh, Outback Cracker
Barrel. Outback and Cracker Barrel. Which one wins?
Cracker Barrel.
It's great menus.
At 207, everybody's thinking about stuff to merge with Hooters.
There it is. Hooters and Chuck E. Cheese.
I said that earlier.
Nice job. Oh, you said that? Sorry, Layla, I missed
it. Oh, no, it's still funny. Still funny.
720 and Layla.
No.
White Castle and Jack in the Box. Okay.
They better have a toilet in there.
I feel like there's a better... and Bear Glove.
Yo.
Bear Glove.
Guys, somebody said no Bear Glove, no love on the text line.
Wow.
I'm gonna have a guys, I'm gonna have a good weekend because I got Bear Glove.
Gross.
It's on.
All right. Five on it is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.